live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price, producing this evening, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm going out on the phone lines now to Kathy Devine, who is chairperson of Case Cares and works with Case Credit Union. Good evening, Kathy. How are you tonight?
I'm great, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much on this Friday evening. Why don't you tell us a little bit about, well, what Case Cares is, first as an organization or as a group, and then we'll move into some of the events and things you have planned.
Okay, well, Case Cares was started in the fall of 2007 by Case Credit Union, and they put $25,000 of seed money into it, and five people started on our board. And we applied for and received our 501c3 nonprofit status in following September of 2008. And majorly, we want to provide services for areas in our communities that may not be serviced by other human service needs. And we started out with four people on our board of directors. Now we have 16. Over the last 2 years, we've been able to expand the size of our board. We are totally all volunteers. We have no paid staff. And we've been able to grow ourselves basically from the inside out in very slow process. And I can tell you in this last year, in these last few months, we're starting to become more known, which mm-hmm. is a great thing.
Well, and that's how I heard about you. Somebody else did and said, Cheryl, you might want to talk to these folks. You might want to. So that's why the call was made. You identified that this Case Care group was formed to help with needs that maybe weren't being met before. What areas did you find maybe were being missed and you could fit in there well?
Well, what we were looking at was because the credit union started out as a teacher's credit union and was very cared a lot about children. And the more we started thinking about it, we started thinking that there are children in our greater Lansing area that aren't able to play as well as some other kids. So looking at researching, and we have to update our figures because we were basing our figures on the children that are mentally and physically challenged in the six-county area around Lansing was over 108,000 children. So
that's a huge number, yeah.
Yes, it is. So from there, we started thinking about what we could do, and the idea came up to very ambitious ideas at the beginning with our five people on our board that actually decided that, well, we think we want to put in a totally barrier-free playground. And on top of that, we want to put in a Miracle League baseball field that has a special rubberized turf that children with all physical and mental abilities would be able to play baseball on that allows them to play because the turf, all the bases and everything are painted on instead of things that they got to maneuver around and on grass and dirt.
So this is a big undertaking.
They're big undertakings.
Now, I should learn never to assume anything. There isn't anything like this that exists in the area then.
There are a couple barrier-free playgrounds around the greater Lansing area, but we chose an area that doesn't have one, where a lot of families go, and we actually talked to several different county and township officials, and the Ingham County and the Parks and Recreation people graciously decided to make land available for the barrier-free playground at Lansing's Potter Park.
Wow.
So we have the site is all picked out where this playground will be, And we actually had a site dedication last May. So we've got a big sign up there that's saying the future home of the Keith Cares playground.
Now, Potter Park as in adjacent to the zoo?
Correct.
Okay. I just wanted to get that right. And the baseball field that you're looking at is in DeWitt at
yes.
Valley Farms Park?
Correct. The Miracle League baseball field will be in Valley Farms Park at DeWitt Township. And the DeWitt Township officials came in as a partner with us a couple years ago, and they are making one of their fields available to be retrofitted to be the Miracle League field. They're also putting in money towards the renovations around there and expanding the parking lot to make more handicapped accessible parking, and we're going to be taking and adding, making a new barrier-free restroom and concession stand. And then I will say Rod Taylor, who's manager of DeWitt Township, last fall wrote a grant to the Michigan DNR's Trust Fund, and we found out in December that we will be awarded $394,000 from the Trust Fund towards the construction of the Miracle League Field.
That's amazing.
So
that's a gift. Yeah, that's that. What a lovely surprise.
Well, it's wonderful, and it makes it possible for us to start the construction of the field late summer or early fall of this year.
That was my very next question. When do you intend construction to begin on these projects? So later in the summer or fall for the ball field. What about the playground?
The playground, dependent on the money that we can raise for the playground, I will say that we've had some we've had fortunate recognition by a variety of foundations. The Capital Region Community Foundation has awarded grant money to us. The Bernie Wickens Foundation, Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, Jackson National Life, and Art Van's Million Dollar Charity Challenge have all awarded us some grant money towards the playground.
And, so people are seeing the value and jumping on board.
Yes, they are.
Now tell me about, there's a big event coming up that is going to be a fundraiser for this. Why don't you tell us about that event and when and where it is?
Well, you know there's going to be a big game on February 6th.
Could that be the Super Bowl, Kathy?
Yes, it could be, but I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. I can say that.
Okay. But we are. This is our second annual. We held one last year on that same date. This is what we are calling it, the Miracle Bowl Bash. And it's going to be at Eagle Eye Golf Club. And it's on February 6th.
At 3 o'clock.
Starts at 3, and it's going to go till the game is over.
And MSU's head baseball coach, Coach Jake Boss, is going to be there. Junior Sparty's going to be there, the dance team. Watch
Correct.
The game on a big screen. I mean, bring
Correct.
The kids, bring, you know, it's going to, it sounds like quite a party.
Well, I can tell you, we had about 250 people there last year, and they had a really good time. We all had a wonderful time, and we're hoping to double that this year.
And the proceeds all go towards this playground and the base Miracle Field.
That's correct.
Wow. Well,
and I want to mention, I want to get this in there.
Sure.
Jake Boss Jr. is the honorary chair of our Keith Cares board.
Wow, that's fabulous. He's quite a guy.
Yes, he is.
Well, we will look forward to this. It sounds amazing, and I love how it's grown from a board of four to quadruple the board size. And we're talking some big numbers supporting these two events. And people can – is there a website they can go to get more information?
Well, they could go to Case Care or Case Credit Union, which is casecu.org. And they can, on the homepage, scrolling down towards the bottom, there's a Case Cares logo icon.
Okay.
If they click on that, it will take you to more information.
Well, that's fabulous. Kathy, I thank you for filling us in. I had missed a little bit of this piece, and I'm thrilled about the Case Cares, everything that goes on with them. And I look forward to keeping track with you and seeing how these projects are coming along.
Well, I'll be more than happy to keep you informed, and you're more than welcome to come out to the February 6th at EY and see what's going on.
We'll do. Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this break.